New parents would receive informational pamphlets and be asked to watch a video on the dangers of shaking babies. Daycare providers and school nurses would also be required to learn the material. The training would tell parents and caretakers how to keep their composure when an infant makes them frustrated. It would talk about ways to deal with the child's crying without hurting them. Children's advocacy groups say there are as many as 50 cases of shaken baby syndrome each year in Wisconsin, and other cases that go unreported or misdiagnosed. These often result in permanent brain damage. Doug Ponzer of Merrill says he and his wife approached each day with fear after their child was shaken by his daycare provider 6 years ago.
Instead of being able to watch amazed as our new baby grew and changed from week to week, we stood vigil to see if he had seizures, if his eyes tracked, if he would meet his developmental milestones, if he'd still be alive each morning when we looked in on him in his crib.
Ponzer says his son remains blind in one eye from the incident and still receives speech therapy. He says he hopes explaining the dangers of shaking a baby to more people can keep other parents from having to go through the same thing. The proposal is modeled on a similar law in New York State. It cleared a legislative committee Tuesday and now heads to the full Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.